Ian, what a cruel way to lose a game that you probably did enough to get something out
of. Yeah, we felt we deserved something out of it. We felt we deserved the win out of it, to be fair. There was a few incidents in there which have kind of baffled us and how we've copped for it, to be fair. George Griffin passing the first half, they called that one forward. If that's forward, that one there, then that one there is a joke of a forward pass, the last one, to be fair. There was a penalty where we should have had 30 metres out from the try line, where Ablett was offside. He came back from an offside position and the Cuthbertson offloaded to him. It's 30 metres out in front of the post. Gaz O'Brien definitely nails that one. But we just feel harshly done to. I know it's raw straight after a game, but we feel harshly done to there.
I mean, obviously, in the press conference just a moment ago, you could see that you're very measured, don't get me wrong, but there was certainly you were hurting. Yeah. Have you had any guidance from the officials? Is it too early for that kind of thing?
Oh, no, not one of them has come to me. It's something that they need to get a grip on, to be fair, because that's just cost us some points. It's cost us some points on the ladder. No one's going to ever give you them points back. And they cost people, they cost teams, they cost clubs. Who's come to say that might cost us at the end of the year, them 2 points there as well. And it's something that it needs looking at, and there's got to be a consistency across the board from the referees, because today I thought it was a poor game.
I guess in terms of the result, you're all going to head back along the M62 pretty knocked, but there was a lot to be pleased, proud of about your team tonight.
Yeah, the performance I thought from the boys was great, and the resilience they've shown to dig in the D side of things. We defended, I think, 5 sets on our goal line at one point in that first half as well, and that's the kind of resilience we've been talking about as a team, and having that and getting into the arm wrestle and playing the big teams like Wigan and Leeds and having the confidence to come through the other side and get the result. And that was the good thing today, is we did that, and we deserve to win it at the back end as well, in how you do win against big teams. But I feel, like I say, slightly tinged at the moment, because it's pretty raw and it's all on emotion at the moment, that we've lost a game, which is maybe possibly we couldn't have controlled that.
No. I guess when you're talking about your team, it's, as a coach, you're probably loath to talk about individuals, but you know that we love, as journalists, love to talk about individuals. Gareth O'Brien continues to shine. Great try. He could have had a couple more. It was a great display.
Yeah, Gaz is doing great for us. Gaz is a good player and he's learning and developing all the time. Hopefully he'll continue on that path. I'd just say the big one for us, though, was kind of the attitude that the boys shown in the way that they performed. And there's not just Gaz who's doing that. There's all the players are digging in and showing that kind of spirit and fight. And that needs to continue long-term for Salford Reds to move up that ladder and become a good quality team.
I know people are talking about Todd Carney, but your current halves are a stake in their claim, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what you want. You want competition with places. That's what I wanted. That's what Todd's whole reason coming across here as well, was to give competition. So it put pressure on the guys to step up and perform, and that seems to have certainly happened at the moment. It's up for them to keep performing, to keep their shirt. Todd will put that little bit of competition on, getting them fit and getting ready to play.
Well, obviously the lads, as you said in the press, are filthy. Are they also able to kind of detach themselves from it a bit and realise that what a performance it was, and gain and take a lot from it too?
Yeah, I think that'll be my job on Monday, to kind of show them that, to show them kind of the things we've just talked about there, the goal line D for them 5 sets, the kind of resilience to stick in the game. And
the line speed at times was phenomenal.
Yeah, and that's what we want. To win big games, you've got to be in that kind of mould, but you've got to be doing them consistently and be doing them well all the time. So I thought the boys were great today, and we can't complain certainly about any of their effort or any of the off the ball stuff that we talk about to the boys. I thought they were first class in that, and they deserved more out of it tonight.